The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Team 980, 910 The Fan. If you're listening in Richmond, always download the free Odyssey app. Take us wherever you're on the go. And Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. We're joined by Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. Kevin, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Is it time to get Rick?
It's happy Friday the 13th, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Oh, that's definitely a Rick Friday then.
It certainly is. So you're not on to review any big opening movies, because most of those are pushed to Christmas week. It's all about the Golden Globes for one Kevin McCarthy going forward, correct, this week?
Yeah, and I'm assuming that Eric Bickle has seen every one of the films that's been nominated so far for the Golden Globes.
I don't think I've been to the theater this year.
We went through the list of at least the movies for, like, best drama.
None of them.
And I think Drab T-Shirt saw the movie about all the popes, but the Conclave, I believe.
When did the Roadhouse come out? When did we see that one?
That was last year?
Last summer?
That might have been earlier this year.
That's the last movie I've seen in a theater.
That will not be nominated for any Golden Globes.
All right.
I wouldn't think.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Eric, I have a question for you. I know I've been doing reviews for you guys for almost 20 years. It'll be 20 years next year. Did you go to the movies often even before the pandemic? You've never been a big theater guy, have you?
No. Never went. Once or twice a year.
Okay, I mean, you're talking to a guy who got a theater room in his basement, but he doesn't watch any movies in his theater
room. No, but I
watch
games and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I will say, and Eric, I know exactly the kinds of movies that you're into. I mean, Eric, for people who are listening, everyone knows you like courtroom dramas and, like, you like The Firm and, like, the lawyer
It's kind
films
of a bit, but sure.
Pelican right. Brief, yeah. Big yeah. on that.
I like documentaries, Kev.
Yeah. I actually think that Conclave would have been a movie that you would have dug. I mean, I know Drab saw it, like you said, which is the movie about the Pope passing away, and then they're trying to vote on the new Pope. That
the
has
smoke
kind of a
coming out of the thing. Yeah,
just kind of a courtroom element to that. I mean, I will say, to your point about those, though, there was a time like in the 90s where that type of movie was like a big deal, like a good courtroom drama. Things like that. But I mean, like, I do think that some of those genres are coming back. A lot of the films that are nominated this year, there's some really interesting films that are coming out that I think you guys are going to be into, especially Christmas Day. It's funny, and this is not a name drop, but there's no way of saying this without sounding like a name drop.
Here comes
the
big time. I can't wait for it.
I was talking with Nicole Kidman the other day.
by the way, she is awesome in Special Ops Lioness. She is awesome.
I've never seen that. What's that? It's a show?
It's on Paramount.
Yeah, you've missed almost two seasons.
No, I mean...
Actually, you have missed two seasons, actually.
Yeah, it's so funny. I don't watch as much TV as you guys do because Jason, you used to go to the movies like once a week, didn't you? No, do you go?
Yeah, but
go
there's nothing. No, because there's nothing out that I really want to see anymore.
Yeah, I mean, also, I mean, we've been conditioned now for streaming. It's like, you know, like Squid Game, for example. I'm in the middle of watching season two of that right now because I'm talking to the cast today, and I get it. I mean, like I don't know. I mean, like I think our brains. The way we binge now, it's a little scary that how much access we have to things and how much content there is out there. But I don't know. I think Jerry Seinfeld mentioned this recently. Like, you kind of miss the days where there was like one or two movies that came out and like before streaming, and everybody was talking about that one or two films. Now, as I'm about to go through the Golden Globe nominations with you guys, I'm assuming that most of you haven't even seen half or 80% of these movies, as Cakes was saying. And it is kind of crazy. There's almost too much. But I do think that, like, and going back to the Nicole Kidman thing for a second, did you guys go to the movies on Christmas Day growing up? Because I was interviewing. See, I always, Christmas Day was always a big movie day for me because a lot of films come out Christmas Day. And
I mean, I might have done it
sometimes.
When I was like a teenager, like a long time. I haven't done it in 30 years. No chance.
I think sometimes, probably every couple years.
I didn't realize it was an American thing because I always forget she's Australian. I was interviewing her for this movie called Baby Girl, and her and this actor named Harris Dickinson, and then the director, I think Harris is from the UK, and I think the director is Dutch. So their movie comes out Christmas Day, and I'm like talking to them about Christmas Day movies, and they thought I was like insane that I would go to the movies on Christmas Day. I mean, they didn't. Literally say that, but they thought it was crazy that somebody would go to the movies.
No, I know it's a thing. So, how hot is she in person, Nicole Kidman?
I didn't talk to her in person. I was on
Zoom,
virtual. Yeah, a lot. It's so funny. This week in particular has been kind of one of the craziest weeks of interviews I've had in a long time. I interviewed her. I interviewed Jennifer Lopez this week. I interviewed Ben Stiller and Adam Scott for Severance. Patricia Arquette. A bunch of people, but you know what? It was crazy. I've never talked to Christopher Walken before, and I got him for that show Severance. Have you guys seen the show Severance on Apple TV?
No. My son watched like an episode of it, like once when we were on vacation, and I watched 5 minutes, and I said,
"You fell asleep."
I said, "This show is not for flakes, not
oh,
for
no,
me,
dude." Dude, did you know the concept of the show? It's awesome. Did you get further into it and at least to learn the concept?
No.
What's it about?
Oh, I mean, you can tell us what it is, but
Cakes, you're right. I watched like the first 3-4 episodes.
Yeah.
Butt bored.
You want that time back?
I want those 4 hours of my life
yes,
back. I'll never get that time back of my life.
Yep.
What are you talking about? It's so intense.
It's so nubs.
Kev,
what's the plot?
The plot is basically this: like, so there in the world of the show, when you check into work, you turn into essentially a different person. You don't realize who yourself is outside of work, and the person inside of work is almost different from the person outside. So you have like this work-life balance, but they're basically something's going on down there in that basement. And I already lost you guys.
It seems like everything interests him.
No. You check into work and like your brain scans and it turns your brain off from being in the outside. And
then it sounds like this show.
I know. Then you leave work. Your brain turns back on. You don't remember what you just did at work.
Oh, okay.
So,
right.
Yeah. So it's the saga of Lurch.
Cool.
The reason why I asked you if you had interviewed Kidman live is because there were these viral pictures of Marissa Tomei last week, and Valdez said she's the hottest 60-year-old he's ever seen. Have you interviewed her in person?
I've never interviewed Marissa Tomei in person. I've talked to her over Zoom. I think she's absolutely stunning. I mean, what's interesting is Nicole Kidman, going back to Nicole Kidman, for example, Nicole Kidman, I think, is one of the most beautiful actors on the planet. I've always thought she was gorgeous, but in particular, speaking to her 2 days ago, I've always found her to be very beautiful, and Marissa Tomei as well. It's interesting because growing up, like, there's a lot of these actors that I would watch growing up, and honestly, I think Nicole Kidman and Marissa Tomei and everybody, they're two of the most beautiful actors in the world for sure.
Yeah, she looks great in that show that I watch, man. She's
all right.
Stunning.
So, what are the nominations that are making?
What
waves?
Are the ones that you want to talk about? Yeah,
I mean, in the best drama category, I mean, so I don't know if you guys have heard of the Bob Dylan movie yet, A Complete Unknown, which is the Timothée Chalamet film. So in the drama category for the Golden Globes, you have A Complete Unknown, you have Conclave, you have Dune Part 2, Nickel Boys and September 5th, and The Brutalist. Now, The Brutalist is one of the best films of the year. That's Adrien Brody. That's an incredible film about an architect who Guy Pearce's character hires Adrien Brody's character to build this massive structure. And Adrien Brody's character starts to build his trauma into the building. It's a remarkable story. I won't give away too much, but I highly, highly recommend seeing that. Dune Part 2, obviously one of the most successful films of the year. A Complete Unknown, as I mentioned, is the Bob Dylan film. Timothée Chalamet learned everything. Like, he plays and sings live. Plays the guitar, plays harmonica, sings the song, sounds just like Dylan, looks just like Dylan. It's insane. And the guy who directed it did 310 to Yuma and Walk the Line, James Mangold. So that's going to be one of the big Oscar films this year. That opens up on Christmas Day. And then, as I mentioned, Conclave, which is the movie that Drab saw. That's in the best.
Hey, Kevin, let me interrupt here. Do 20 and 30-year-olds, like, I would guess that's generally Chalamet's, like, target audience, do they care about him playing Bob Dylan?
Well, I think that's kind of the whole idea, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I kind of equate it to Taylor Swift and vinyl. Like, she's kind of brought back vinyl for in a way. Like, same with Harry Styles. When these younger artists who have a younger you know, audience and a fan base, they start to introduce these older school techniques, especially like vinyl, particularly because vinyl, you know, it, practically speaking, you know, we can all stream music now, but I argue that vinyl sounds better. And for a generation of younger kids to grow up now in this modern age and get record players and get vinyl. So anyways, going back to the Dylan question, yeah, I do think that Chalamet has enough star power. He might be the most, I don't know if he's one of the best younger actor at the moment. He could possibly win Best Actor for this award, for this movie. He's going to be nominated for sure. He'd be the youngest actor ever to win Best Actor. So for sure, I think that he can introduce Dylan to a younger generation. And I think his fans are so loyal that they would probably find themselves, because remember, he sang all these songs live and played them. They're going to release an album of his version of all the songs. So there's going to be a vinyl album and a iTunes album of Chalamet singing all Dylan songs. So that's going to be a huge thing for his fans anyway. So they're going to be introduced to Dylan songs probably for the first time.
That is pretty cool that he learned how to play guitar and harmonica. It's not like they're just,
he had never played guitar before. He just learned for the movie.
I don't know if he ever played like prior, but he didn't. I mean, he it took him 5 years to prep for the role. So he had 5 years to learn all the songs and learn all the harmonica parts and everything. I don't know for sure if he's ever picked up a guitar in his life. But what's interesting about it is when you're watching the film, he's so Bob Dylan that it's actually terrifying in a way. Like, I found it to be scary, like almost like a magic trick, because you're looking at this 27-year-old, 28-year-old kid who's completely transformed into Dylan. He's playing these songs live. When he does The Times They Are A-Changin', it is absolutely remarkable. Like, I thought he was Bob Dylan. And I've seen the movie twice, and I cannot get over how great he is. So I think he possibly is going to win Best Actor, hopefully.
Kevin, we're running short on time, my friend. We will talk to you again next week. Have a great weekend, and get ready those Christmas movies to tell us about that are hitting the theaters in a couple weeks.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, just real quick, it's Nosferatu, Baby Girl, and A Complete Unknown. Those are the Christmas Day movies, and I'll have reviews of those next week for you guys.
Excellent.
All right, Ricky.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right.
To talk to you, man.
Guys. See you, buddy.
Talk to you next week.
That's Bye. Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. We have John Feinstein coming up at 8. When we come back, we'll hit the Skins as the Skins ready to take on the Saints in New Orleans this weekend.